WPFP. Translator W276DJ at 103.1 FM Park Falls, Wisconsin. Broadcasting from an old rickety shack on the shores of the Flambeau River. This is Jack FM.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger.
And with border security, we have said that all along.
Moments ago, the House voted to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas for his handling of U.S. border security policy. That vote, 214 to 213. Mayorkas will next be tried in the Senate. House Democrats say that they are ready to approve a bill that provides emergency funding to Ukraine and Israel. Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
Overwhelming majority of House Democrats are ready, willing, and able to support the national security bill right now.
But House Speaker Mike Johnson says he won't bring any bill to a vote that doesn't put border security first. The Pentagon says Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin left Walter Reed today and has resumed his full duties. The Dow fell more than 500 points today. This is ABC News. One of Colorado's legal offices is the victim of a cyber attack.
Colorado's public defender's office says its computer system has become encrypted by malware and that now certain matters have been rescheduled on a case-by-case basis. The office has disabled its computer network and is working to bring it back online. Something similar happened in Pennsylvania. The state court system was hit with a cyber attack that caused a delay in some cases. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Some performers working as Mickey Mouse, Cinderella, and other characters are seeking to unionize Disneyland. Organizers say the actors want better safety conditions and scheduling policies. Disneyland officials say in a statement that they believe cast members deserve the right to a confidential vote. Disney is the parent company of ABC News. A case of bubonic plague has been reported in a Central Oregon resident. Health officials say the patient likely got the disease from a pet cat. Bubonic plague is actually a bacterial infection transmitted by fleas. Daria Aldinger, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wayeho. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers' proposed district boundaries for the state legislature are on their way to his desk after passing both houses of the legislature Tuesday afternoon. Evers has said he'd sign the bill and that would effectively close the maps lawsuit before the state Supreme Court. The new maps would place six incumbent state senators and 15 state representatives in the same district ahead of this fall's elections. Local election officials in Wisconsin are preparing for safe and secure voting this year, but some say the state should do more to meet the growing demand for absentee and early voting.
The funding that we receive from the state and from the federal government hasn't increased to accommodate any of that.
Mayor Beth Witzel Bell is the city clerk in Madison. Advocates say it would take $53 billion to modernize the election system across the country. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
What we want.
Out again. I was only having Jack, doesn't it bother you at your age to still live in your mom's basement?
There used to be a grand tower alone on the sea. You became the light on the Shopping at Jack Mart.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No!" My car!
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Three little words no parent wants to hear.
My tummy hurts.
And it always seems to happen at the worst times. Like in the middle of the morning rush, when you still have homework to check and lunches to pack, and of course, you're already late for work. Luckily, there's Pepto-Kids. Pepto-Kids gummies help relieve occasional stomach upsets, turning those three words into these three words.
I feel better.
Bad time for stomach upsets? Good time for Pepto-Kids gummies. Fast support for little tummies.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight, a low in the upper teens to around 20. And more clouds around for tomorrow. There could be a flurry or two. Highs warmer, though. Upper 30s. Sunshine returns on Thursday, a little breezy. High cools to the upper 20s. Partly sunny and only around 20 Friday. Right now, it's 20.
This bunch of songs in a row on Jack FM got a C- in freshman English.
Rumors spread around. Your life takes its time. About to check outside the game. And you know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you wanna go to that home out on the range. They got a lot of nice girls. Huh?
cherry pie. Yeah, there she was, like disco superfly. I smell sex and candy here. Who's that lounging in my chair? Who's that casting deep fear stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah, yeah, mama, this surely is a dream. Dig it. Hanging around downtown by myself, and I've had too much caffeine.
You don't know Jack, but you play good music.
101.1. Jack FM.
Give me a song, a rhythm, making them sweat. That's what I'm giving them now. They know, they talk about the hammer, they talk about the
touch this.
Break it down. Touch this. You better get hype, boy, because you know you can't touch this. Ring the bell, school's back in. Break it down.
Jack.
is Jack FM's version of the Home Shopping Network.
For John's 60th birthday, his family planned to drive down Old Route 66. But the trip took a detour when his wife got sick with RSV. It's a highly contagious virus that can lead to breathing problems and hospitalizations.
This year, we don't want to cancel our plans. We're protecting ourselves with Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo, respiratory syncytial virus vaccine.
Abrysvo, a vaccine to prevent lower respiratory disease from RSV in people 60 years and older. It's not for everyone and may not protect all who receive it. Don't get Abrysvo if you've had an allergic reaction to its ingredients. A weakened immune system may decrease your response. Most common side effects are tiredness, headache, injection site pain, and muscle pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-844-989-7284 or visit Abrysvo.com.
So don't wait. Ask your pharmacist or doctor about Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo, because every breath matters.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight, a low in the upper teens to around 20. And more clouds around for tomorrow. There could be a flurry or two. Highs warmer, though, upper 30s. Sunshine returns on Thursday, a little breezy. High cools to the upper 20s. Partly sunny and only around 20 Friday. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
103.1.
Hey, Jack FM. Why don't you try calling me for once and leaving a message? I'm tired of this being a one-sided relationship.
Christian overtime has come, and you know that you're the only one to say, okay. Where you go and what you're looking for, you know those boys don't wanna play no more with you. It's true.
FM, the optimum combination of first name and initials.
Ride. Hey, Jack, if you're an Unta Gleavin, am I a Glotten Globin?
You dizzy? Wow, us too.
You say you wanna go for a spin. Jack.
Summer, summer, summer.